Do you know Kennywood doesn't sell playing cards? I didn't until my friends and I were at Kennywood and needed to buy some. We couldn't borrow them because the risk of losing a few cards was obscenely high. You see, we were planning to pretend to play cards on a roller coaster and maybe buy the resulting photo. But Genesis had forgotten to bring his deck, which, when combined with the aforementioned lack of decks for sale, kinda skewered that. So we started the aimlessly wander the parks phase of any day at Kennywood a little earlier than expected. Not long in this phase, or maybe it was well into it, I can't quite recall, Ethan spotted something that would change the course of that day and maybe a handful of hours outside of it. For what he saw was a domo, propped up against a staff-only sign. A group of students from some other district had also spotted the domo and its official-lookingness, and they were debating on whether they should, slash could, take it or if they should leave it be. They ultimately chose the latter option and wandered off. After they walked off, Tarzan, a.k.a. Adam Schaeffers, spotted a very conveniently located Kennywood employee. Now that we had passed the perception test, we decided to ask the employee if we could take the domo. He was more than a little bit confused as to why it was there and said, sure, I guess. So we did. Right as the other group returned, they were rather cross with us as they believed the domo was rightfully theirs due to seeing it first, by which I mean one yelled, "Hey, we saw it first," or something along those lines, and the other voiced their agreement and looked very angry. Adam replied with, "I challenge ye to fisticuffs," and went into a good old Victorian bare-knuckle boxer stance. I'm not joking, that is really what he did. However, there were 5 to 6 of them, 4 of us, and exactly one of us was any use in a fight, and it was a stupid thing to fight over. So I did the reasonable thing. I immediately overrode Adam's challenge with, "Screw that, run!" Best part of Valor and all that. So we ran, with Ethan holding the domo high above his head with straight arms, grinning like an idiot. Random people were either cheering us on, or maybe just jeering at us, shouting, keep running, and other similar statements. I still really don't know if they were cheering or jeering. As we ran, small droplets of rain started to fall, the first signs of a very nasty storm that we would soon be engulfed in. We ran at least halfway across the park, droplets still being droplets. Once we caught our breath, we agreed the domo would become a symbol of our friendship, and then we also remembered the Skyrocket was in fact a roller coaster that did exist, and we hadn't ridden it yet. So we moseyed over to that direction, with the droplets intensifying into a light rain. Whenever we arrived at it, we were still very ignorant as to what was to come. Halfway through the line, and what was coming announced its imminent arrival with grumblings of thunder, rather like someone's stomach rather when they're very hungry. The ride immediately closed, as per regulations, but we held on to hope, and none of us had, you know, checked the weather forecast, which is why we were very, very wrong to hold on to hope. The storm rolled in soon after the ride had closed down, and let loose the full fury of the heavens upon us. I was wearing a jacket at the time, for whatever reason. I think it was because it was rather cold out. So I was ordered to protect the domo as we ran off to the central pavilion. We ran very, very quickly, and were still very, very wet when we finally arrived. The place was packed, like, probably 80% of the people in the park at the time were under its roof. So, it was that many people in one place, most of whom were very moist, makes it very, very humid, very, very hot, and ludicrously noisy. Eventually, we were able to find a band parent within the crowd who could also hear us talk, and they told us whether or not the parade continued or not depended on what the storm did, which is very helpful. by which I mean useless. We quickly ran out of tolerance for conditions in the pavilion, and after getting, I guess it was Ethan got the phone number or something of a band parent, still not sure how we were able to stay in touch with one, we decided to make for the pavilions that existed elsewhere in the park. Well, we set off in what I now think might have been the completely wrong direction, seeing as we wound up by the Sky Coaster and not, you know, the side of the park that actually has pavilions in it. But in those minutes as we were running, I learned what proper motivation can do to a high school student when they are running. Because grades, those don't motivate you. Doing better than everyone else, those don't motivate you either. Getting out of a storm that is turning the entire world gray with the sheer amount of rain falling, that motivates you. If we were in a track meet, we would probably have all won medals. But as we were sprinting faster than I honestly thought that I could run, and someone in a skull stall called us over to take shelter in there, which we did, very gratefully, I might add. Oh, turns out it was just one of those random guess-your-weight stalls with about 3 other people in it already, and a great view of the Sky Coaster. As we waited for the... took shelter from the storm, we basically just chatted with the attendant and watched the storm. And several times, exactly twice, I was looking over, talking to someone else, right as lightning struck the Sky Coaster. And everyone else was amazed and awed. And missed it exactly. I mean, as in, I turned my head away the moment before it struck. Annoying, right? Ah, well. And we waited out there. The staff member eventually walked away. Her shift ended, and a new guy walked in who was rather moist. But we were able to connect to him a bit better, and we're just chatting away, swapping stories and the like, for however long it was that the storm lasted. And then we had another fun adventure trying to figure out what exactly we were supposed to do. Because it was obvious the parade was called off, so we were to return to the buses. And by obviously the parade was called off, I mean the park was closing. But the band parents had no idea what to do because they kept on giving us increasingly conflicted orders and getting increasingly angry when we started showing up where they were because they had just told us to go elsewhere. But at that elsewhere, we were told to go right back to where we came from. Yeah. But eventually, that all got sorted out and we were able to get home. The end. Oh.